A good news reflection for Monday of the 32nd week of Ordinary Time and the memorial of St. Josaphat, Bishop and Martyr. Today's theme, Faith That Uproots Trees. Doesn't it just drive you nuts when you ask a friend for help and he or she doesn't do anything but agrees that you need the help? In today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 6, the apostles ask Jesus to increase their faith. And we lean forward in our seats, eager to hear the answer. Tell us, Jesus, tell us, what's the key to greater faith? But instead of preaching a good homily on 10 keys to stronger faith, Jesus tells us how poor our faith is. I can't uproot a tree by praying over it. Can you? Seems like we all have faith that's smaller than the itty-bitty mustard seed. Well, the fact is, there is no key to stronger faith. There is no secret method, no special formula. It's a way of life. It involves staying closely connected to the Spirit of God. Faith is not something that we can build up. Faith is purely a gift of the Holy Spirit, to the extent that we're in communion with Christ's Spirit. That's the extent to which our faith can uproot trees. But rather than look for the miraculous, we should ask Jesus, what sin needs to be uprooted from me? Or what doubt? What distrust in you? Whenever we focus on the difficulties of life, fear begins to take root in us. We start worrying that the problem is going to end in disaster. The solution? Climb back onto God's fatherly lap and pray about it. Remember that fear is a liar. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth to you, which is usually the exact opposite of what the fear is telling you. Then you'll be able to endure the trial with hope instead of anxiety. This is what Jesus meant by having faith large enough to uproot trees. The moment we turn to the Holy Spirit for help, we connect ourselves to His faith, which is infinitely larger than a mustard seed. And we are renewed in His faith as a gift. Our faith is stronger because God's faith is activated within us. To increase our faith, we only have to increase our connectedness to the Holy Spirit of God. Listen, the Spirit of Truth is instructing you. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.